relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Dr. G.
We're moving things around a little bit because it's more logical to have fun on Fridays. So Making Movies Great Again with my buddy Chris Coles is going to be third hour on Fridays, and we're shifting. So make sure your calendars are adjusted. The Manhood Hour is going to be Monday afternoons. Amazing guests coming up. So Making Movies Great Again, we've got a really fun one today. It's Fridays from now on. Manhood Hour is going to be Mondays. It is Friday, which means it's Second Amendment Friday. Carl Firearms is fighting for America, and car executives stand with us here at America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for liberty. Support our Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Carl Firearms. I carry a 9mm car. Check out their amazing line of weapons at KAHR.com. They own the Desert Eagle line as well, and the Auto Ordnance Classic M1 Tommy Gun and 1911. And they have, you got to check it out, guys, the limited edition Trump 1 Custom 1911. Beautiful black and silver. It says Make America Great Again on the slide on one side. On the other side, it says Donald J. Trump with the presidential seal. There's only one place where you can get this limited run. It is galleryofguns.com. Go to galleryofguns.com and put the word Trump into the search bar. They're running out fast. That's the Trump 1 Custom 1911, galleryofguns.com. Okay, he has released a new ad, and I think it's probably the best one so far. It's about a morning in America. Cut 5.
It's morning again in America. And thanks to Joe Biden, our borders are now wide open for all to come. Our schools free from parental involvement. Mediocre male athletes now given the opportunity to compete unfairly. Under Biden's unprecedented inflation, the hope of home ownership gone, and young adults forced to abandon seeking the American dream to live in their parents' basement longer. Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan left billions in weapons behind and American lives taken. Our police ranks now shrinking. Yet Biden spends billions creating an army of 80,000 new IRS agents. Why would we ever accept the incompetence and weakness of Biden when we could have the freedom, security, and economic prosperity we enjoyed just 3 years ago?
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
That is killer. I don't think you need a new... Jeff, he could do that ad for the next 19 months, no?
Yeah, because things definitely aren't going to get better in the next 19 months.
Is it morning with an O or an OU? Because that's the sneaky thing that happens at the beginning. Who wrote it? Maybe we can find out from our next guest, my former White House colleague, a campaign champion over the years. He's advising President Trump right now. He was there in Manhattan. You saw him in the photographs. My buddy, we just call him the Baron. Boris Epstein, welcome back to America First.
Sebastian, thank you so much for having me. Honored to be with you in the audience. Happy Friday.
Did you write that amazing ad?
No, I did not write the ad, but the ad spells out exactly what reality is. That crooked Joe Biden and his crime family and his hopeless, pathetic administration are ruining America. They've destroyed our southern border. The invasion is going on as we speak. They've destroyed our energy independence. They've destroyed our standing all over the world. They have been a disaster and a stark contrast to the strength and power of the Trump presidency. That's why we need President Trump back in the Oval Office as soon as possible.
All right. I'm going to do a mea culpa live in front of 3.5 million people. I wasn't sure the logic of going into the lion's den at CNN, but man, oh man, was I wrong. An incredible performance from President Trump. People are now calling it TNN, the Trump News Network. Did you expect it to be as blisteringly good as it was?
I did. I knew that President Trump was ready to fire off the football. He was absolutely dominating on all cylinders, and that's what happened. On every policy point, from energy to the border to the economy overall, of course, to Russia, Ukraine, President Trump absolutely crushed it in New Hampshire. Now everyone's crying about it. The liberal, fake Republican rhino, Governor Sununu of New Hampshire, is crying about it. The Lincoln Project's crying about it. The Sanctimonious and his team are all sad. And by the way, President Trump crushing the Florida governor in Florida, 59-31.
Let's put that up there. This is the poll that I hadn't even seen yet. So this is from Interactive Polls on their Twitter account. The Florida results.
Florida Atlantic.
59% for President Trump and 31% for the governor of Florida. That's insane.
It's the reality. And let me tell you, the people of Florida, and there was a story in the Epoch Times that just came out, the people of Florida feel that their governor has left them behind. And firsthand, I could attest to the fact that gas prices here are about $4 a gallon. Florida is struggling, and it's sad. Governor is too busy gallivanting around the world. You know, he did the South Korea, Japan, Israel, UK tour, which was a disaster for him. He's paying millions and millions to consultants and not focusing on serving the people of Florida who just reelected him to a second term. President Trump is focused on helping all Americans and truly making America great again, and that's what he's going to do when he's back in the Oval Office.
Yeah, you're talking about the people who are crying. Here is a very, very telling clip. This is Van Jones, the avowed communist, with Obama's brain trust, David Axelrod, on CNN about the debate. Cut 8.
Donald Trump is back, and he is real. Now, the fact that the mainstream media has not paid attention or has been trying to ignore it doesn't mean it's not true. I think now people are aware that this thing is back, it's real. And people got to be very smart about how we're going to deal with it.
But just clinically speaking, his performance skills are pretty substantial. And he knows his base, and he knows how to, you know, tickle the funny bone of his base. And he's made himself a martyr incredibly through, you know, now I'm beginning to think that, you know, rather than bricks on a load that will slow his wagon down, these indictments are going to serve as kind of proof that he is somehow being victimized by the deep state who are trying to stop him from winning.
Baron, they sound worried to me. Have we lost?
I am not worried.
They sound worried.
They're worried. We're not worried. They're worried because they know that President Trump is absolutely the top of his game. He was vintage on Wednesday. And you know what's interesting? It's actually pretty good point. A lot of CNN viewers haven't seen the president in a while.
Yeah.
So they haven't seen the fact that he is absolutely, again, firing on all cylinders, that he's absolutely dominating. And you know, the policy was vital, and he absolutely crushed it. Also, the intangibles, the look, the approach, the timing. President Trump literally perfect pitch throughout that time. And that's with Caitlin Collins trying to throw him 100-mile-an-hour fastballs for the whole time.
Yeah.
And President Trump knocked each and every one of them out of the park for a Grand Slam home run.
I've only got a minute left with you, Boris, but I have to ask you. We opened the show with this. We're showing the footage from the border. This is a disaster. We have no border. How does this not backfire for the Biden administration? I mean, aren't average Americans going to say enough is enough?
Absolutely. Now they're dropping off middle-aged legal immigrants in the middle of the street throughout America. It is a scary time, a disastrous time. As President Trump said, these are days that will live in infamy.
Yeah.
President Trump built almost 500 miles of wall. He secured our southern border. The Biden regime have done everything they can to hurt America. And that's why we need President Trump back in office as soon as possible.
All right. Superb stuff. Congratulations to the people who brought that ad together. I'm going to post it on all my social media platforms so you can share it with your friends. Don't forget to follow The Baron. Go to BorisEP.com. Boris EP, Boris Epstein, _Epstein on all the important sites. Go there right now. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It is that time of year where we support the most vulnerable in our society. More than 1 million children have a mother or father behind bars today. They are vulnerable. More than 70% of them will end up in prison themselves. We must help break that cycle. How do we do that? We send them to a safe, Christ-centric summer camp with the Prison Fellowship Program. Please donate today so that we can get as many boys and girls to a safe place where they don't feel vulnerable any longer and they can start afresh. Just go to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner today. That's sebgorka.com and the Angel Tree banner. It is one of the most beautiful things, one of the most blessed things you can do today to support these children. That's sebgorka.com and the Angel Tree banner at the very top. If you enjoy the one-on-one here, the deep dive with the real newsmakers, the true experts, subscribe right now. Go to your favorite podcast platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, whatever it is. It's absolutely free to you. Just subscribe, leave a 5-star review, share the links with your friends, and of course, spread the word far and wide. And don't forget, the hottest item, of course, after what Alvin Bragg did to President Trump on our website, is the I Stand With 45 flag. Get yours today, sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Tell the world who you are and how much you love America.
A man, a legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Yeah, a legal immigrant, unlike the hordes crossing the border in the invasion that was facilitated by the Biden administration. It's Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with us here in America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for liberty. Please support our Second Amendment Friday sponsor. Check out their amazing weapons at KAHR.com. I carry a 9mm car every day. You can also check out their Desert Eagle weapons that they also own the brand. They also have Auto Ordnance, the M1, the Tommy Gun, and the 1911. And most special of all, the limited edition custom Trump 1-1911. Beautiful custom 1911 45 handgun with President Trump, the presidential seal. Make America great again. Very few available. Get yours today at galleryofguns.com. Just put the word Trump into the search bar at galleryofguns.com. Last time, these sold out in 3 days. Don't miss it. galleryofguns.com. All right, my former Fox colleague Sarah Carter is down at the border. Listen to the beginning of this clip because it's very, very telling what she says at the beginning. Cut 11.
They're trying to keep this from the American people. Even today, when I was interviewing Senator Budd, they had requested that I turn the camera and ask him the questions so that the audience could not see the people that were lining up to get on the buses, even the buses themselves. Of course, darkened windows. I could tell you this. We have football fields of people lining up coming into this country.
Football fields of people, illegal immigrants, waiting to come into this country. Did you hear what she said at the beginning? And I texted Sarah to make sure that's what she meant. The Department of Homeland Security officials told her to turn the camera away from the congressman, not to show the people being bussed into America. Is it really that awful? Let's talk to Arizona's truth teller, Congressman Andy Biggs. Welcome back to America First.
Sebastian, good to be with you as always.
It's that bad, isn't it, Congressman?
It is that bad, and it is growing worse by the minute. The Biden administration decided to crash our borders and dissolve them on January 21st, 2021, and they've engaged in a crescendo of activity. So that now that Title 42 goes away, you have an incredible amount on board. So let's just think, Yuma, their facility is at over 200% occupancy right now. They are releasing people into Yuma, Arizona right now because there's no place to put them. And Yuma's declared an emergency. El Paso's declared an emergency. Other places all up and down the border have declared an emergency because of what is happening on the border. It is out of control. You've never seen an invasion like this anywhere at any time in the history of the world.
Now, I'm going to ask a naive question here, Congressman, because I'm watching the headlines. 1,000 illegal immigrants are going to be shipped in a day to New York City. Now, that's a Democrat city. Is this not going to, at some point, backfire for the administration? Are not average Americans going to say, what is going on? Does that never happen?
Look, you've got half of the population that has their heads in the sand, Seb, in the sand. They don't believe it. I've checked CNN. I've checked MSNBC. Tough to find stories about this. They're not even covering this. And the bottom line is you actually have what's happened, whether it's Matamoros or anywhere in the Rio Grande Valley, Del Rio, Yuma, even San Diego, they're being overrun. And the Democrats, actually 2 weeks ago, one of the Democrats in one of our committees said the so-called crisis on the border, they don't believe it. They won't do anything about it. And so it's up to you and people like me to raise the roof here, because when people get it, when you see people wandering around your streets without any, they can't speak English, they're wandering around, you're going to come to appreciate it. The problem is, Sebastian, and you know this, in most of the big cities in America that are run by Democrats, they already have people who can't speak English running around the streets homeless.
Right. Absolutely. Follow this man at Rep. Andy Biggs, AZ, on Twitter, biggs.house.gov. Congressman, you have responsibilities in oversight in the judiciary as well. A big press conference this week from Congressman Comer. A lot of people disappointed. A new scandal, only $1 million, a different country, Romania. Many, many America First voters are saying, we are months into a new Congress. Where's the smoking gun? And also, why hasn't Hunter Biden been subpoenaed? What can you tell us about future plans? Will this man be seen under sworn testimony on the floor of the Senate and or the House?
Well, I hope so. Don't forget that we've only had the subpoena power for about 90 days.
Right.
And we had to build this thing up because the administration, as you see this week, the FBI refused to honor the subpoena and give us documents that have come to us from the whistleblower. So we have built this up from the ground and had to go out, and we're branching out. And I'm just telling you, if you follow what we've done so far, I know people say, oh, it's only $1 million. It is over $10 million. And some of the transactions that have gone out are huge, even bigger than that. And so we just have to make sure we have the proof, because unlike the Democrats, we want whatever we do to stick so hard that there is no way to get around it. We want people like Merrick Garland to say, well, you know, there's really nothing I can do because it is so overwhelming. And that's what we're fighting. We're fighting institutional Washington, D.C., and I hope people understand that. And you're also fighting an incredibly complex set of interlocking businesses and transactions. And every time we get in more, go look at this, which is on a daily basis, we find that this thing spreads out.
Yeah.
Seb, it is amazing how big this thing really is. And most of this is happening when Joe Biden is the vice president. And I know people say, well, get Hunter in. You know what I want? I want to get Joe Biden in. And in order to get Joe Biden in, we're going to have to make sure we have every I dotted and every T crossed, so we're ready to go, that so nobody can say you didn't have it. There was no smoking gun. There are smoking guns out there. We just need the FBI.
So you don't want Hunter. You're prepared to subpoena the president?
I want the president in front of us. in an impeachment hearing. That's what I want, Sid.
Superb, superb. That's what we wanted to hear. Thank you, Congressman Biggs. Please follow him at Rep. Andy Biggs, AZ, biggs.house.gov. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Follow us on all social media. We are everywhere that matters. You can follow us, Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter. You can watch us on your television, on your Roku, Fire Stick, and other devices. Get the Salem News Channel app. And for my exclusive content, go to my Substack. That's sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name is one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. And don't forget the podcast. If you can't listen to all 3 hours, why not? If you've got a good excuse, like you're a brain surgeon or astronaut, I'll let you off. But only if you subscribe. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Put in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and spread the links with your friends.
To America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Hey, Jeff, are you a morning person?
Not the most. No, I'm not.
you can just fess up.
No, I'm more of a late night person.
Yeah, like me, right?
Yep.
You always give me, a tough time for emailing you after 1 a.m. You say you can text me, right?
Exactly. I'm usually up. If not, I'm going to have it on silent anyway.
Okay. Eric, are you a morning man?
It depends on the day of the week, I think.
Don't prevaricate. Are you a morning man?
I don't think so, no.
God, nobody. What about you, Guy?
Yes, sir. You should get up like around 5:30 a.m. in the morning.
What? That's perverse. Dear, oh dear, what time do you go to bed?
Usually like around 10:30 a.m. a night.
Wow. What about you, Alex? Morning or night guy?
I'm a night owl.
Night owl. That's, yes, night owl. I got up 2 hours early this morning. And it was like, there wasn't, you know, a ring on the doorbell or the dogs didn't bark. I just woke up at like 2 hours early. But I felt great, and it was so weird. But why? Because I'd still slept on one of Mike Lindell's My Pillows. So even if your sleep is abbreviated, you feel good. That should be you, whether you're a night owl or a morning person like my wife who gets up at 5 every morning. Dear, oh dear. Get yours today up to 66% off with my name at MyPillow.com. He's got over 150 other items. The pet beds are dogs. Killian and Leia love their MyPillow pet beds. Mattress toppers, pajamas, sheepskin slippers, you name it. He's just launched the 2.0 MyPillow. Get yours today. You can talk to a real person. Yeah, a real person. 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. All right. Let's have some fun. Let's go to a man who's really, he is so on the Trump train. My buddy, my former colleague at Fox, one of the few good guys left. He's Greg Gutfeld, and he had his own commentary on President Trump in that CNN town hall, cut 9.
So did this town hall help Trump for 2024? Didn't hurt. Hell, at least Trump knows where he's going compared to this fella. Can you imagine this confused fossil on stage for an hour getting peppered with gotcha questions from a hostile interrogator? It wouldn't be a town hall. It would be a town hanging. But with Donald Trump, when he enters the lion's den, it's the lion that gets nervous.
Hey, Jeff, has he always been on the Trump train? I mean, I remember he admitted that he was wrong about Trump in the beginning. How's Greg been in the last, like, 5-6 years?
It seems like to me it's after Trump left office when he really started liking him a lot more.
Interesting. All right. Joy Reid, on the other hand, This is I can't remember ever seeing this. I've lived here for 14 years. I can't remember the left-wing lying legacy media just eating each other like this after the town hall. This is what Joy Reid had to say about CNN. Cut 10.
For one, CNN wants desperately to be the new home for Republican viewers.
Yes.
They want to be the new Fox.
Yes.
They want to move to the
that's
right.
That's part of Licht's agenda.
Clearly. And all Chris Licht used to work here. Like,
yeah,
he used to be EP of Morning Joe for a while. He used to work at CNN. CBS, I'm sorry. But it's clear that what he's doing over there and under John Malone, you know, who's the big investor and the people mm-hmm. above him, it's clear that the goal is to make it a friendly place for MAGA. That's very clear.
CNN wants to be a friendly place for MAGA because, Eric, they've been so nice to us for so long, haven't they?
I mean, clearly in MSN, in Joy Reid's mind, if you're not at least as left-wing as MSNBC, you're not really left-wing, you're MAGA.
This is it. Jeff, do you think she actually believes that? I mean, Michael Steele said, oh, yes, CNN wants to be MAGA.
She can't. How about she says a friendly place? The reason it was so good is she threw every stupid left-wing talking point from the last 2.5 years at Trump, and Trump destroyed it. That's why we liked it. She wasn't friendly to him at all.
You mean Caitlin Collins?
Yes, exactly.
So here's the question. Do you believe the rumors that CNN, Chris Licht, and everybody else are reconsidering giving her the 9 o'clock slot?
I think so. Because, you know, if she did a great job, the press release would have came out that night. You know what I mean? That she was going to be the new primetime job. Really? I think they might be reconsidering.
You know, this is only her second job ever.
Really?
Yeah.
What was her first?
Daily Caller.
Yeah, she's not ready. I can tell you that.
not ready for primetime. Oh, dear. They're melting on the left. Dear friends, this is America First, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, rank, malodorous swamp that is Washington, D.C. from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's real. Pain relief that attacks the source of the pain on four different pathways. And pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans across the country, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Pain-free. Just those two words should make you call right now. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Yvonne, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call right now. You've waited long enough. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
I thank God every day that America is the freest nation on earth, and we remain free because of the right to keep and bear arms. No other company embodies that more than Carr Firearms, led by my good friend Justin Moon. Carr stands strong and unashamed in their support for our right to keep and bear arms. Americans can be sure that no matter what happens, the Carr Firearms Group will be on the front lines with you. Their story is the American dream. Find out more at KAHR.com. I carry a 9mm Carr every single day. Find out their other line of weapons, the Desert Eagle, the Auto Ordnance, and especially the brand new, yes, the Trump 1 Custom 1911. Only a handful have been made. I have one of them, and it's beautiful. It's got the president on the slide, the presidential seal, and it just looks, well, it shoots as good as it looks. Let's just put it like that. The only place to get it is galleryofguns.com. That's galleryofguns.com, and put the word Trump into the search engine, the search box at galleryofguns.com. Snap them up. Last time, our custom 1911s, the America First ones, sold out in 3 days. You know what's nice about, I'm going to connect two things here. You know what's nice about losing weight and guns? I used to have to carry my weapons in an ankle holster or what is called an on-the-belt rig. Now I can do inside the waistband. Why? Because I've lost 42 pounds. It's one of the added bonuses of being trim, that you can actually do that. If you know what I'm talking about, or if you just want to be healthy, do what I did. MyPhDWeightLoss.com is the system that worked for me after 20 years of trying. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team did it. No pills, no stupid calorie counting or starvation diet, just a 5-meal-a-day program that burns the fat off. Find out for yourself. Go to MyPhDWeightLoss.com or call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. If I can do it, anyone can. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. All right, let's talk about the latest developments in the Second Amendment arena with that amazing organization, Gun Owners of America, and their attorney, Stephen Stambolia. Stephen, welcome back to America First.
I appreciate it. It's good to be on. Thank you for having me.
All right, let's get the bad news out of the way. Any movement on the pistol braces ban that's about to be put into effect?
So no, there's no movement from the last time we spoke. We're still waiting for the court to rule on our motion for a preliminary injunction. Now, granted, the rule doesn't really go into effect until May 31st. So we have some amount of time for the court to act.
All right. Some good news, however, two different things. Let's put the Gun Owners of America in the Chiron as well, Eric. This is from Just the News. Federal judge in Virginia strikes down a law barring the sale of handguns to adults under the age of 21 as unconstitutional. And then I do believe Gun Owners of America has also filed a suit today. Tell us about that, Stephen.
Right. So Gun Owners of America filed a lawsuit against the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act that John Cornyn sponsored. And it's basically a bill that makes it to where 18 to 20-year-olds have a mandatory NICS delay. So an 18 to 20-year-old...
Explain what NICS is.
Right. So NICS is the federal system that the FBI uses to do background checks, right? So when you go to buy a firearm, you fill out your 4473, the FFL will make a phone call
The gun dealer will do the background check. Yep.
Right. And so this bipartisan Safer Communities Act made it to where everyone that's 18 to 20, no matter how clean their record is, it doesn't matter anything. It's a mandatory 3 to 10 day delay.
Based on what justification?
Well, the justification is that Congress did it. So
no. But why would somebody who's 20 have to wait 3 days, and somebody who's 22 not?
I mean, what a great question. But they've done this where it's 18 to 20. So but you know, it doesn't matter if you're 18. It doesn't matter if you're 21. You still have, the Second Amendment still applies to you, right?
Right.
So right. I mean, it's common sense to us, but it's not so common sense to Congress. We went in there and we sued the Attorney General Merrick Garland, and we sued the Federal Bureau of Investigation because they're the agency that implements NICS, right? And they're the ones that are going to do the background check when you call. And so, yeah, we sued them to make it to where the 18 to 20-year-olds don't have to wait that 3 to 10 business days just to exercise their Second Amendment rights like everybody else can.
Right. So is this what is the track record? Because it seems as if the brace thing hasn't moved in the right direction, but the Virginia decision is positive. What's your expectation on this case? Do we always have to make an issue out of it in the courts? And what is your gut telling you about this one?
So this is a really interesting case because you remember that the Frazier opinion, the one that you were just talking about, the Eastern District of Virginia, where the court struck down the handgun ban on 18 to 20-year-olds,
right,
and said that 18 to 20-year-olds are part of the people that the Second Amendment protects. So you can't have something that discriminates them just because of their age. I feel really confident about the case that we filed in the Northern District of Texas. I don't like to read tea leaves when you're talking about courts and what the judges are going to do or they're not going to do. But yeah, I mean, we have to keep fighting for every inch. You know, Congress is there to take things away from us. You have other states that are constantly working to try to minimize the Second Amendment and just constantly they're anti-gun. And so that's what we're fighting against.
Right. I'm not going to ask you to read the tea leaves on the judges or the court's decisions, but I think it's a pretty safe bet, isn't it, Stephen, that in the next 19 months, as we head to another election, the Second Amendment will be under threat again, correct?
It's you know, it's always under threat. It's always under threat. So, yes, absolutely.
All right. So support those who are fighting for all of our rights. It is the first civil right that makes all the others possible. He's Stephen Stambolia, attorney for the Gun Owners of America organization. That's gunowners.org, gunowners.org. And he is with sdslaw.us. Stephen, thank you for what you do. Keep on fighting. I'm Sebastian. Thank you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you have a mobile phone, and I think you have a mobile phone, please guarantee one thing for me. Just honestly tell me that it's not connected to the big cell phone providers because they're left wing. They hate America. They've donated millions of dollars to gun control organizations, to Planned Parenthood. They're not on your side. Why would you fund them with every call you make, every text you send? Join the good guys. Join the company that I have my phone tethered to. It's the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. It's Patriot Mobile. They have the same 4, 5G nationwide coverage. They have a network guarantee. If you don't like the net you're on, if you don't like the performance, you can switch for free. You'll get free activation with my name and extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Do it today. Call their amazing 100% US-based customer support team and have your phone tethered to a company that loves America like you do. You know it makes sense. Do it today. Do what I did. Call 878-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. That's 878-728-7468. patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Do it today.
That man is the front runner for the Republican nomination for president. And according to polling, no other Republican is even close. That man you were so upset to hear from last night, he may be president of the United States in less than 2 years. And that audience that upset you, that's a sampling of about half the country. They are your family members, your neighbors, and they are voting. And many said they're voting for him. Now, maybe you haven't been paying attention to him since he left office. Maybe you've been enjoying not hearing from him, thinking it can't happen again. Some investigation is going to stop him. Well, it hasn't so far. So if last night showed anything, it showed it can happen again. It is happening again. He hasn't changed, and he is running hard. You have every right to be outraged today and angry and never watch this network again.
Jeff, did you ever think Anderson Cooper would say the words, "You have every right not to watch my channel CNN ever again"?
And he doesn't realize that 70% of his audience from 3 years ago has already done that.
Oh, touche, touche, touche. All right, let's go to another CNN adjacent individual. This is is this Randy Andy Cuomo? So this is the brother of Fredo. This is the former governor who, what, he's just changed his tune so violently. The guy must, he'll be wearing one of those neck collars because he's got whiplash. You won't believe what he said on, I don't know, is this his podcast, Cut 7.
They don't want to hear the word crime spoken. There is no crime problem. It's all Republican propaganda. Do you know who are the victims of crime? Over 70% black, brown, and poor. So tell me, who does the Democratic Party really represent, if not the black, brown, and poor? And when you refuse to address the issue of crime, the people who are paying the price are the black, brown, and poor. They're paying the price for your far-left politics.
All right, Mr. G, Andrew Cuomo, the Democrat governor, former governor of New York, trashing the Democrat Party, is that just a cry for relevance, or does that actually mean something?
With him, I have no idea. I mean, honestly, I have no idea what he's trying to do. Because he's not going to win anybody over on our side, because we know what he is.
Right.
And all it's going to do is, you know, annoy his side. So I don't know who he's talking to there.
Eric, do we ignore that, or is that a sign of something?
I think it's a sign of desperation. He just really wants to come back to power, and he thinks that, you know, appealing to the right or to the moderates is going to change that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I keep forgetting to say this whenever it happens, but they've asked me. I will be guest hosting tonight in a couple of hours, the Rob Schmidt Show. I love that show. Rob is such a warrior. I'll be covering for him this evening, 7 p.m. on Newsmax. I went to my body shop today, and the woman behind the desk says, "Hey, can you get a signed photograph of Rob Schmidt?" What about me? You don't want one of me? Yeah, I'll get one for you. Tune in, Newsmax, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be hosting This is America First. Check out all the great gear at SebGorkaStore.com. Now, we're going to have some real fun with my buddy, Chris Coles. Let's make some movies great again!
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.